It's official. Summer is here, and Marianne has been getting creative with a summer bucket list of ideas. Marianne?
Yes, Bob. You know, I think many of us wait for summer all year long so we can do all the outdoorsy things that every night I tell you I want to do. Like, hey, Bob, let's go for a walk after dinner. But sometimes we don't get around to doing these things because we don't think about them. We don't think about doing them. I think sometimes that happens to both of us, right?
Well, or in my case, I'm too sleepy. But this is what I talked about about an hour ago. When you're a kid, summer vacation lasts forever, but not now. Flies by.
Yeah, exactly like you were talking about this morning. You've got to really keep your eye on summer because it goes by way too fast. And I have a few ideas about how to slow it down and a list of things that we can talk about. Tell me what you think of them.
All right. I got my pen ready. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Well, one thing that you can do that maybe you don't think about is you can pick berries and make jam. How about that? Like, strawberries are in season right now, and next month it's going to be cherries. And if you just Google berry picking in the Midwest, like I did last night, you're going to find a bunch of places where you can do that.
How do you do that? How do you make strawberry jam?
You want a recipe?
Well, I want one. So
making strawberry jam.
Yeah, I want one so you can make it.
Okay, the recipe. I do have a recipe, and it's going to be on Savvy Planet. So I will be emailing that to all our subscribers, and I'm working on it right now.
Okay, well, let's hear some more ideas.
Okay, so how about make ice cream or creative popsicle? I mean, there's so many things you can put in popsicles. I've been seeing so many ideas for boozy popsicles, too. I don't think you would ever have one of those.
No, but I'll have a mocktail.
Better than buying them, you know, just like anything that you use is probably better than buying them at the store. Okay,
yeah.
How about this? Go on a new hike.
What does that mean, a new hike?
Like somewhere you haven't been, you know? Like, I don't know, drive yourself to a new spot on the forest preserve or, you know, go to some park.
Right.
Just go, you know, go on something new that's outdoors. Or a picnic. I mean, you know, people think about doing picnics. Do you remember when we were dating that we would actually go buy sushi and then sit at a park on a blanket and eat the sushi there together outside? Do you remember that?
That seems like a long time ago.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good to get back to some of those ideas, though.
Exactly, yeah. Another thing that, you know, we can all do is, I mean, you know, this is why I miss having the kids around, but go on a family bike ride. And it doesn't have to be a bike ride like the way I ride, like on a road bike. I mean, it can just be a leisurely bike ride. And, you know, all the kids are going to be coming into town in about a week and a half. And that's one of the things that I want to do is I want to get all the bikes ready so we can all go on a bike ride together.
Yeah,
it's
so fun. Not everybody realizes all of the great bike trails around here. And I know the Forest Preserve has great maps. You can get those maps. And my favorite trail is the one that leads right to Superdog. I like that one.
Yes, that is a very good one, actually. I'm still kicking myself for it wasn't until COVID that I started, like, really being interested in riding for, like, seriously riding. And I did not know about all the trails in the Forest Preserve. And I had lived here, I mean, you know, 30 years or 25 years, something like that. I didn't even know that half of these trails existed. It's so fun.
And they're all over.
They're all over. Chicago is great. And other cities, you know that I spend a lot of time in Miami, you know, whenever I can. My mom is there. My family's there. And we have kids who live in L.A. It doesn't matter. Like, the city, I've never seen a city like Chicago where it's designed to, you know, really for bike riding. You know, most cities, you have to ride on the street. And, you know, it's very dangerous. So I love riding a bike here.
What's next on your list?
Okay, so if you have little kids, how about helping them make a lemonade stand? And also make homemade lemonade first instead of buying, you know, the store bought. Nothing I hate more than I'm on my bike and I see a little lemonade stand, and you know, I always carry a little cash on me, and I'm, you know, I want to stop, and then I see that it's a container of, like, you know, not that there's anything wrong with it, but it's like Crystal Light lemonade, and I'm, yeah, no, I want homemade lemonade. I don't want Crystal Light or whatever the brand is. Yeah. I mean, I just want homemade.
It's part of the fun of, you know, doing that with your kids. You know, another thing I see on your list here, and people do, I think people know about the Lincoln Park Zoo, but they forget we have another one.
Yes, we have Brookfield Zoo and Lincoln Park Zoo, and what better time to go to the zoo than in the summer? It's just nice to get out, go for a walk, look at the animals. I mean, it's just, it's really nice. It's just, it's beautiful. You're in nature. All right, how about this one? Eat dinner in the backyard or on your balcony. We practice this one, Bob.
Yeah, it's
whenever we can.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing to take advantage of this time of year.
Yeah, and how about make a kite and or fly a kite? So either get a kite and fly it, or make a kite and then fly it.
I haven't done that in years, although people do tell me to go fly a kite often.
Okay, I'll run through the rest of these because we're running out of time. But sign up for outdoor yoga, wash the car yourself outside, read a book outside, create, I love this one, create a summer music playlist. I love doing that every summer. I really do. And then, you know, that's what I listen to on my bike sometimes. Go to a drive-in movie.
Yeah, there
are a bunch of them.
Yeah, there's still a few open in the Midwest. Absolutely.
Okay, try bird watching. Do you know how many people are bird watchers? And there's an app that is truly unbelievable. It's from Cornell University. It's called Merlin. And you hold it up to a sound, and it tells you what the bird is, among a bunch of other really cool features, and it's free.
Huh.
And then the last thing I'm going to mention is, what about stargazing? There are a bunch of great apps that you can get for free where you hold your phone up to the sky, and it tells you what you're looking at.
Yeah,
it's really fun to do that.
I know you have that, and it's amazing. That app is amazing, and so is the bird watching app. Those are good ideas. Tell us what's on Savvy Planet.
Well, because we were just talking about it, I do have a recipe coming up for strawberry jam for all those strawberries that people are going to be picking after they listen to this.
Okay. You pick, you make the jam, and I'll eat the jam. SavvyPlanet.com.
Yep.
You put a little hyphen between Savvy and Planet. Subscribe, and Marianne will mail you the recipe this coming week and every week, free to your inbox if you like. All right. Let's enjoy summer, Marianne.
Okay, let's do it, Bob.